This is the rewind.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's weekly rewind on 107.7 Triple M.
They didn't back down. What a night it was. Central Coast Mariners, congratulations, bringing the entire coast together after a huge, magnificent grand final victory. 6-1 over Melbourne City. And how was the weather on Monday morning, you might ask?
At Tuggerah, Mariners Centre of Excellence, I think it'd be partly cloudy and hungover today. I'd have no idea what the temp would be, but it'd be foggy.
Fair to middling.
Father TJ in his robes, or maybe not, called to congratulate the Mariners.
Good morning, Father. You have a busy week this
like
week.
Like Melbourne City's goalie from Saturday night's A-League Grand Final. A revolving door of misfortune and shattered dreams.
Rob spoke of how he had to isolate at home after allegedly contracting COVID.
They got the garlic around the neck. Holy water at the door.
The priest coming in. That's for an exorcism.
It's like that. Food on a tray, you'd hear I would listen out for it. And I'd hear the tray hit the ground, and then the knock, knock, knock,
and then and the massive runaway.
Paddy was told you can get a positive reading on a COVID test by simply using orange juice. Did Palmer Boy use this method?
Robert, the results.
Innocent.
It has come back positive with using orange juice.
That dead set has.
It has come back positive.
That is news to me.
Oh, you seem so surprised, Robert.
A local Australian legend dropped in to see the boys.
Please welcome a coasty legend, Mark Gable.
Get it off.
Joking.
Paddy showed great concern after he read what traits psychopaths generally have.
When they were asked to discuss their crimes, the group were twice as likely to discuss food, that's you, money, and sex. That's you.
You're just making stuff up.
Whereas non-psychopaths tended to use the words like, with me, religion.
Family.
And spirituality.
Right. Anytime you mention families, when you got steam coming out your ears.
Netflix is making a fortune in revenue from Australian customers. The boys tried to work out if this is possible.
The figure jumped to $1.06 billion in 2022.
Hey Siri,
he's talking half Siri. $25 million divided by a billion.
If 25 million people all have a $15 subscription, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 zeros.
Oh, geez.
How many is that? 375 and had 15 zeros.
Don't worry about it.
Rob had a dream. He was being chased by aliens. Aaron from Canberra was able to interpret if this was a fantasy or not.
This ringing is running away from being an anal probe.
Yeah. Oh, no, he would have stuck around for that.
Aliens do not always probe humans.
Up the anus.
You reckon they caught me a little too easily?
Yes. Anyway,
you got me again.
The boys spoke about the interest rate rise with Gemma Acton from Channel 7 Finance. But did they have another pressing question for her?
Why didn't they give Gemma Acton a crack at hosting Sunrise?
Seat on the desk.
Absolutely. Instead of Sherbo. Gemma.
Look, if it was anyone except Sherbo, I'd say you're right. But he's such a great guy. I'm happy to hand it over to him.
All right. Okay, fair enough.
They've got to keep a friend in Sherbo now that he's got the job.
Right.
And what about the PGA announcing a bombshell merger with LIV Golf? Some golfers who stayed loyal to the PGA have lost tens of millions of dollars. Triple M sports guru Justin Avendano gave an update.
There's a young kid, Will Zalatoris, on the PGA Tour. He got offered $130 million, turned it down, and then he's been injured all season, so he hasn't even played golf, and he could have got $130 million.
He'd be as disappointed as Paddy was when they told him he couldn't do OnlyFans, and then he got him too late.
Still, you know what? A couple of my aunties look at it.
So thanks very much. Thanks for having me, J.A. We're going to get out of here. See you, Friday.
You guys.
And that was Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on 107.7 Triple M. If you want to hear more from the boys, search Paddy and Rob Palmer on the free listener app. That's LISTNR.